Jesus went up regularly with his disciples to the feast in Jerusalem. And the way up, if you were coming from Galilee, was through the wilderness of Judea, from Jericho down by the Dead Sea, up the hill to Jerusalem. And as you come up out of the desert, you come to the back of the Mount of Olives, and there is the village of Bethany, where Mary and Martha lived with their brother Lazarus. And Mary, it says Martha opened her home to Jesus and his disciples, and I think this was a regular stopping off point for them as they came into Jerusalem. So they were friends, and the context of this scene, this conversation, is of friendship, and they know each other very well, and hence perhaps a rather unexpected argument between Mary and Martha in public in front of their guests. And Jesus is able to say, "Martha, Martha," with that kind of affectionate warmth of an old friend. And she really breaks a cardinal rule of hospitality, doesn't she? She's having a row with her sister in front of the guests. If you're going to have a row when you've got people in the house, you probably have it in the kitchen. But you don't normally invite your chief guests to mediate in the row that you're having domestically. So Jesus and his friend were used to this warm, hospitable, friendly house at the end of a long day's walking through the desert. And last week we were looking at the story Jesus told about the Good Samaritan in the desert, and that was about how to be a good neighbour out in the wildness of the world. And here this is a lovely contrast with that, because we're not out in the wilderness, we're in the intimate warmth of a hospitable house, and we're thinking about where do the resources come from for us to be servants of God and good neighbours to people we meet about our lives. And I guess the central message is one thing is needed: to find our place of energy and resource and strength sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to him, talking to us. You may remember that in those days, women were not allowed to be disciples. Rabbis in the Jewish world of that time only took male disciples. So isn't this interesting, that Jesus welcomes a woman to be among the disciples, sitting at his feet, listening and learning, growing in faith, and we listen and learn in order that we may be responsible disciples and able to bless and help others. But this is a bit too much for Martha. She's the elder sister, it's her house, she is the hostess, and it seems likely that Lazarus, who was the brother, didn't function as the head of the house, as would be natural for a man. But somebody has suggested very thoughtfully that perhaps Lazarus, whom Jesus raised from the dead, had special needs. And so he was not able to be the head of the house, but he was looked after by his sisters. Now imagine you had Jesus and 12 plus disciples all turning out for dinner. And they're all hot and dusty and dirty and hungry, and you were in charge of providing them with food. Now, it may well be you expected them, because you knew they always turned up on the day before the festival. But still, you had a lot to do. And when you've got a lot to do, you've got a torn loyalty between spending time with your guests and listening to them and relating to them, but also getting the food ready. And I guess in many households, we have these kinds of tense arguments around, shall I go into the sitting room and chat to our guests, or shall I lay the table and help you get everything ready? And I guess temperamentally, some of us prefer to sit down, and some of us prefer to be busy. And so in this picture, if you look at it, the painting by Vermeer, there is a sort of built-in tension between Martha, who is standing with a basket of bread, leaning over, looking intently at Jesus, not looking at her sister, whom she's furious with, and Mary is sitting peacefully concentrating on Jesus. And Jesus' right hand is pointing to Mary. They're talking about her in her presence, and Jesus is standing up for her, and he's asking Mary, asking Martha, why she's so stressed. She's not getting told off because she's busy, but because she's worried and upset, tossed to and fro, distracted. The Greek word means dragged about. Perhaps you know the feeling of being torn between too many things to do in too short a time, and your natural frustration boils over when your younger sister is just sitting there doing nothing. I guess we all know these feelings. I guess we all have natural tendencies to be active or to be reflective, and we know what we prefer, and we don't like it when somebody who's opposite to us gets at us to get up and do something we're not particularly keen to do. So Martha is being invited to see that there's something more important than being tossed to and fro and frenetically overacting. One thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. And I guess we all need to be thinking about this, because our culture today is overactive. And we can easily find ourselves caught up in the busyness. When I used to work in London, I would find other people would be running to the tube station, and I couldn't stop myself running as well, simply because they were running. And I didn't need to run, because there was time. And so the world around us makes us move faster, and we lose track of that inner pace of walking with God and listening to his quiet voice in our heart. I've just been with my daughter in London, and all her in-laws were staying from Sydney, from Essex, and she had a houseful, and she was feeling like Martha, and it was a bit tense. She has a 2-year-old, and she was going out for the night, and yet she had all these people in the house who were late back, and it got a bit tense. But we know this is what life is like. And Jesus is present in the midst of it all. And he invites us to stop and reflect and to listen to his quiet voice. One thing is needed. One thing that will sustain us in our busyness. One thing that will help us to live the way God has called us. So this morning I'd like to end with a bit of quiet and invite you to look at the picture and to reflect about what your natural temperament is and what it is that gets you mad at home about all the jobs and who you get cross with and how you recharge your batteries and whether Jesus is somebody that you've invited into your house as a guest who becomes the host and helps to direct how you live at home. Shall we be quiet for a couple of minutes? Perhaps you'd like to close your eyes or just look at the picture and find yourself in the story. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for your love for us, whether we be like Mary and Martha, thank you that you love us the way we are. Lord Jesus Christ, come and be in our homes, with us, in the intimate heart of our lives. Help us to find our own place, sitting at your feet, listening to your word. Renew us. Direct us. Help us to be active in the world in the power of your Spirit. Draw us into a more personal and intimate walk with you. Help us to become the people that you have made us to be.